Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. It is Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Sunshine today, which just makes sense after that Guardians win yesterday. Even bigger rebound than yesterday. There is so much going on this week. There is so much going on this weekend. Downtown looks amazing. You have the Guardians that pulled off a win last night. They play again tonight. What else is going on?
It's crazy. And even like trying to organize everything that is happening this weekend to make sure we give you all that information, because we've got a ton and we're going to give it to you all morning long because there's so much to know.
There really, really is. Let alone the Guardians game, let alone Playhouse Square. I'm sure House of Blues has shows. I mean, like, the list goes on and on, things that are happening downtown. Celebrities all over the place. You can boo a Yankees player if you see them. No, there's a lot of things happening downtown. Let's get to this. My daughter had trunk or treat at her elementary school yesterday. And one of the moms came up to me and says, "Hey, I don't get to listen early. You still doing dead guy in an envelope?"
Oh, gosh.
To which I replied, A, I wish Jen was here to hear this. B, yes. Oh, okay, great. Is it still the same one? It's the same one.
Oh my God, was she
stunned?
I mean,
her son was like training for football in, I don't know, March, April, May, like something along those. Like, yeah, it would have been before. It's probably in the spring. Same name as January. And she, and I told her husband about the thing. He's like, "Why do people call up for this?" I said, "He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope." Oh, he's like, "Oh, it must be a big prize." And I said, "Matt, there is no prize." He's like, "That is great. This is great.
Is it?
Is it though? He was so excited. You know the deal. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess for a dead guy in the envelope?
I'm going to go with Philip Hoffman.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's not who it is.
Not been guessed. That makes it an even better guess. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. I'm just saying that with a smile today. I was very chipper waking up this morning. And basically, I don't know if you saw me, but I actually skipped to work from Menor to downtown.
I actually did not take my vehicle through the parking lot. Yeah. It was like, wow.
I was dancing like two step forward, one step back, two step forward, one step back.
You did have a little extra spring in your step today.
A little spring in the step.
I think we all will.
After that game last night. So, speaking of that game, we should actually do that now on our socials. Speaking of that game, we had a bet with our friends from Detroit.
Oh my!
For the previous series that we won, obviously the Guardians won. They beat the Tigers. It was a very good series. We moved on. We are now playing the Yankees. Tigers went home, so they had to wear Guardians gear, go out on a busy street in Detroit, have signs in their hands. Boy, did they execute it?
Yeah, they delivered. They were good sports and they delivered. We have to get this video posted right away. They have it on their page. We're going to share it. It is so worth watching.
Yeah,
you're such a good sport.
It is.
The fit is. It's something.
I will guarantee you, and we'll get it posted or reposted on Jen and Tim Show Star 102 on specifically on Instagram and Facebook. So if you're there and you want to see this, I recommend seeing this. I would do that. It is. I'm telling you right now, it is not what you expect.
No,
it was not what I expected. Was it what
no.
you expected?
No,
not
no
at all. What we expected. It is next level,
big time.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. I have to bring this up now,
but
only because we just got another DM because we have the best listeners. I just I love it. I love the people listening to the Jen and Tim show. As do you, of course.
Same. Yes.
No, Nancy.
Oh, boy.
I didn't get the Amazon catalog yet.
Oh.
She just DM'd us to Star 102 Cleveland. I went to my mailbox, and to be fair, I don't know the last time I went to the mailbox. It's been a couple of days. I did a bad job with that. But I went down. I walked down the driveway yesterday. I open up that mailbox, and I think to myself, today's the day. I open up the mailbox. I look inside of the mailbox. There's a ton of things. There is a ton of things in there. I know there's going to be some bills. I know there's going to be vote for this, vote for that, do for that. I know what's going to be in there. And I'm thinking to myself, well, at least I can rummage through all of this mail and I'm going to hit the Amazon catalog of some sort.
Yeah.
Some sort. Open. I went through it. Nothing. Not a dot of anything. My buddy Yeti, Eddie's wife, I talked about this. Chris, she has hers. We have several comments. They have theirs. Nancy got hers yesterday. I will now concede to the fact that I will never get this magazine.
Did Nancy designate if she got the kids or the adult one?
No, she just said, got a tip. Well, you know what? She did take a screenshot and I went through the message quickly that I did not pay attention to which one.
Oh, to which one?
I think
one
it's the
it
one
is.
You had yesterday, actually.
Because I have both of them. If you want to borrow them.
This is not braggery segment.
I know you have it. I was just looking back. I knew you texted me. I don't know if this is yesterday or the day before when you were like, still no Amazon magazine.
Yeah, it was yesterday because I went through everything. And here's Jen slightly off the air, and she doesn't mean to do this at all, but it's like, Stevie, isn't this so cute? Yeah. For an hour, I have to hear this. Yes, it's cute. The entire thing's cute. I would like to have this.
Stevie was like genuinely excited
Stevie
about
made
the Amazon
six purchases
catalog.
Yesterday off of your catalog because I don't have one.
I know.
So, Nancy, thank you for the message. I think it's hilarious you tagged me in that. So I will definitely report if I get one of those things. In the meantime, I just have to vicariously live through everybody that did receive a catalog.
All right. Up next, the three things you need to know. Only a select few in Cleveland did not get their Amazon catalogs. Why? No.
What is going to happen first? The super blue moon and meteor or whatever of last night, which happens
that.
In 80,000 years, or I'll get my catalog.
Good luck on the meteor. Okay. For real though, there's a lot going on downtown this weekend. Rock Hall induction, Guardians games, Browns game. What do you need to know if you're coming downtown? 47 degrees in Cleveland today, Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Guardians did it. Beat the Yankees in 10 innings last night in Game 3 of the ALCS. Game 4 is tonight at 8:08. Game 5 tomorrow, same time. Right when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is happening at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. That's set to begin at 6:30. Nancy did say she got both catalogs.
Just so you know.
It's official, Cleveland Browns.
Congratulations to all your success, Nancy. And I find it very funny that you DM us, so thank you for listening and doing that. I love it.
It just popped up on my screen. Okay. Cleveland Browns moving the stadium to Brook Park. They're building a dome. Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb spoke yesterday on his disappointment, saying it's frustrating and profoundly disheartening. Separately, Brook Park Mayor Edward Orcutt talked to Channel 3 and said, we're excited. We believe we have the perfect location and infrastructure to put a dome stadium here. They plan to complete construction in time for the start of the 2029 season. So if you are coming downtown this weekend, city officials saying, really, you should explore and use public transportation if you can. Like we said, Guardians tonight, Guardians tomorrow night. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. That starts tomorrow night at 6:30. And then on Sunday, Browns Bengal game. And that's going to be a special Rock Hall game with inductees in pregame ceremonies, in during game ceremonies. So that would be happening as well with parking restrictions plus exit ramp and road closures. Plan ahead.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. We are in a mood today as the Guardians won last night. How they did it, I have no idea. Unbelievably exciting. Also exciting was a video that was shared with us yesterday. It was after the show.
We made a bet with our sister station in Detroit. We won that series, so they had to deliver. They had to wear Guardians gear, and make signs, and stand outside cheering for the Guardians.
And thank you to Curtis Danberg and the rest of the Guardians organization for helping us out with sending them Guardians gear. That was very, very, very helpful.
It was, although I don't know that we probably should ask what their size was ahead of time.
They did tell us that he was a larger, one of the guys on the show was a larger gentleman. And I did not specify. I was just very excited that the Guardians were in on this and they wanted to send them gear.
Right.
I'm like, by the way, can you send this? Like, I did not. I probably should have. I didn't do that. When you watch the video, which is now posted on specifically on Facebook, Jen and Tim Show, also Star 102 Cleveland, also on Instagram, both those places, look in the Insta stories, you'll see it there. One of them did not fit.
It didn't.
Like even half.
Not even.
It was, it is a thing. They are fantastic. And they did a video and a great job. The signs look great.
Gosh.
They crushed this
what
video.
Great sports.
So it was great.
Did we really send kid sizes, or was the fit just that poor? Cause like they made the joke in the video. You sent us kid sizes. And I was like, wait, did we actually?
Well.
Do we know?
I don't know that for sure.
I wasn't sure either.
It definitely
either.
Looks like a kid size.
It does. Although, Joanne,
hers was fine.
It fit.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
So I don't know.
I don't have the ruling on that. You know, that I don't know. But I do know one thing. So, excuse me. So yesterday, I'm watching the Guardians game. I love all Cleveland sports. I always have. I'm watching the Guardians game, and I only admitted this to one person this morning. And I'm not really proud of myself on what I did last night.
I feel
like maybe I'm not the only one, but it is not a proud Tim moment, what happened last night. Very disappointed in myself. Maybe you did the same thing. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Guardians won last night. Very excited about that. Game 4 is tonight. I turned the game off yesterday.
Did you really?
Am I the only one that did this? I feel like a horrible fan.
How early in the game did you shut it off? What happened?
I'm watching the game. We have things going on last night. I get home. I show prep. Obviously, the game is on. I'm excited. They're winning. It is 3-1. Class A comes in, our closer that gives up no runs. He's the best closer in baseball, and he gives up back-to-back home runs. I'm looking at the TV, and I feel like 10-year-old Tim that the drive or the fumble or one of these usual Browns type of things happen. I'm staring at the TV, not ready to cry, but not feeling great. And I think to myself, you know what? Tomorrow on the show, it's clearly not, even at that point, it's not over. But if they're down 3-0, it pretty much is over, right? So I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe Yankees are the better team. I'm going to move on about, you know, I'm going to move on and the thing's over. So I turn it off. So then, you know, an hour later or whatever it is, I look at my phone. Okay, I'll look at the phone. I'll see what the final score was, how much they lost by, or what happened. Maybe they came back. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have 30 text messages. OMG. Wow. Boom. It's like, all these different messages, and they win the game. And I go to Twitter because that's where everything's at. All the videos are there. Everything's, and I see both home runs. I see how they won. I see how they, I'm embarrassed that I turned it off.
And it's not the same. I mean, it's so exciting to see the posts on, you know, on their Instagram page or like the, you know, all the Cleveland pages posting about the win and how exciting and watching the fireworks go off and all that stuff. It's awesome to watch that, but it's not the same as watching it in real time. It's really not.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Am I the only human that did that? Did anybody else? Maybe you fell asleep. Maybe you felt like the same. Just even one person that missed that would just make me feel a little bit better. I cannot believe I did that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. The Tim part of that is a dummy. Turned the game off yesterday. Right when Class A gave up back-to-back home runs, think to myself, this is over. This is not good. Star 102, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Did you turn that game off?
I actually turned it off when they were winning 3-1 because if I watch it, they seem to not do well.
Oh.
So I turn it off and then I just check the scores And then my husband, who works third shift, was texting me, they're winning.
The thing is, and I love that we have like these, I don't want to say superstitions, but these things that happen that you are the root cause of winning or losing.
Sure.
And the reason I mention that is that a lot of times, like in the Detroit series, I would not watch the game. I would watch the game cast where literally is just kind of like a, it's not even an animated person. It shows the balls and the strikes and these type of things where I'm watching that and they beat Detroit twice. So then I think to myself, well, then this is clearly because of me. It has nothing to do with the players.
Of course it is.
I'm going to continue to watch that way during the New York series. And then they lose both games. So then I have to pivot to something else that maybe I can do my part.
I thought of you last night. My girlfriend, Anne-Marie, said, I'm not watching because I'm too nervous. I'm just watching the game cast on my phone.
Like, oh, that's what Tim does, too.
Exactly. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Feeling a little bit better.
Because you weren't the only one?
Turned off the game last night. I can't believe I did that. But I'm telling you what, if you were watching the game, even the biggest Cleveland fan, when Class A gave up those two home runs back to back.
Stop.
You're thinking this game, this is not going the way that I had expected this to go, right?
Sure.
You think you put him in? JJ downstairs was talking about it. And he said, you know what? I walked away from the TV because they put Class A in and I figured it was a win because that's our guy. He's the best closer in the major leagues. So I went to do laundry or something else. He left the room and came back and said, what just happened? So he turned it off for a different reason. All right. Please go right ahead.
So it's the 10th inning. Judge has two strikes. And my Hulu goes out.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm dying. My husband's like, this hasn't happened in a long time. What's going on? So I get your little game cast thing going on. I'm trying to follow that. By the time I do that, I see that he struck out. I'm like, okay. Next guy's walked. Something else. We're just freaking out. I'm trying to still get Hulu on my phone, trying different TVs. Not getting it. So my husband puts it on, you know, the I don't know what radio he got it on, whatever. But he's like, I love listening to a baseball game on radio. This is how I grew up. This will be fine.
That's right. There's several different ways to listen and or watch the game. That is very helpful in 2024. We would have been in trouble back in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, whatever. So that's at least a positive.
Right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. We are excited because the Guardians won last night.
Oh, yes. Watch that game.
Can I admit something? I turned the game off yesterday.
Tell them why. What did you do instead?
I watched Outer Banks. Class A came in and gave up those two home runs. I was heartbroken.
Are you on season 4?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're excited about Outer Banks.
I am. Season 4, very nice so far. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. What is worse, you turned the game off like I did, or we're getting a bajillion calls that Hulu went out when you're trying to stick around and watch
it?
That is the worst. I've certainly had that happen during like Browns games or sporting events or something like that. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. We have our friends from Detroit calling into the show.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Joanne, Jason, and Ben. We're wondering why you didn't give us our kudos, because we're the reason that you guys won that game yesterday.
You 100% are the reason. By the way, I admitted on the air, and I'm admitting it to you, when Class A give up those back-to-back home runs, I turned the game off.
You guys, not only did he turn the game off, guess what he did instead? He watched Outer Banks on Netflix.
Oh, my God. Listen, Tim, we're going to need you to mail us your man card. That is not acceptable, my friend.
I couldn't believe it.
If you were not watching the game, the least you could have been doing is watching the video that we put up on social media of Jason on Northwestern Highway dressed in Cleveland Guardians gear yesterday to make good on our bet as we cheered on your Cleveland Guardians.
We've been talking about you guys all morning. We've shared it on our socials. It is our most favorite video of life. We love you guys so much. It is hilarious.
Well, it's all your guys is doing. You're the one that sent us the correct sizes of shirts, so that was great.
What happened? I don't know what happened. I saw that. We were very specific on what to send, and I said, that was not right. That was not specific. Something happened there.
Yeah.
No, it was totally right.
It was perfect.
It was the best. And your signs and wearing the gear, it was good. You're right. You're like, now you did the video, and you're like our good luck charms moving forward.
Well, don't expect it another one because it ain't happening again.
He got frostbite on his belly yesterday.
No, I did not.
It was a gorgeous day.
Oh, that was the best. Yeah, thank you for doing that. That was amazing.
You guys are such great sports, and you look great in the video. And we just loved it so very much.
Well, thank you guys. Good luck to you guys. It was a great ending to the game last night. Tim, I'm sure Jen has told you all about it. So.
Yeah, I have to go to Twitter to root for my team to see what happened. That's such a bad job.
That's awful.
Horrible. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's Annette calling from North Olmsted. I have to tell you guys, that game last night, I was like you, Tim, on and off. But I stuck with it. And when they went tie in the ninth inning, I thought, great. I walked away for a moment. I came back for the 10th inning. My Hulu also went out. I heard that last caller. I was fit to be tied. I tried every way to get it back. I went to the Odyssey station because I don't have a radio in the house. I didn't get to see the ending. I was so disappointed, but I was just so happy to see that they won.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.